Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter, from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well.
Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find a pro for your project at Angie.com.
This is ESPN 97.5, KFNC, and 97.9 HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston. Brought to you by Zada Jewelers.
This is a special presentation
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at Baker Street Pub and Grill in Sugarland. Here's DJ Bienname and Big Sarge.
Hey, it's DJ and Sarge, Big Sarge. My fault, I didn't mean to say just Sarge, because we know it's Big Sarge, it ain't Little Sarge. We are back for another day from 12 to 3. We're at another spot. This one's called, what's the spot called again?
We are currently live at Baker Street Pub here in Sugarland. Make some noise.
Woo! You know, it's not as, packed as the other spot we was at last week, but that's okay. That's okay.
It's coming. Tell. I mean, it's
coming. They're on the way. But I know the food here has to be good. You know, I'm going to start off with a Caesar salad. You know, I got to start with a Caesar salad. I got a High Rocks competition to get ready for. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, for sure.
So
I
can't eat a bunch of hootenanny. You know
what
I mean?
That's how I be feeling too, DJ. You know, I was able to slide through here and sit on this because I ate a salad.
That's good. You know, I mean, it was how much space we had between the desks. About what? 20 feet. So, you know, I'm glad you can slide through that. But we're back again, you know. Just you know, Joel and George is distant cousins.
Yeah,
we're back,
sure.
which is ahead of them this time. Yeah. We've been ahead of them for a few times the past couple weeks. But you know, we're gonna talk sports. We're gonna talk Texans, some Rockets. But the biggest news of the day in all of sports is the Miami Heat acquiring Giannis Antetokounmpo. As a fellow Heat fan, you know, I saw the news, and if I'm gonna be very transparent and honest, I didn't feel much. I was not thrilled with the move. I mean, they had to make the move, but they gave up a lot.
Let me read the deal first.
Go ahead.
Read the deal. According to ESPN, Shams Charania, the Milwaukee Bucks are trading for franchise icon Giannis Antetokounmpo and Bobby Portis. They're trading them to the Miami Heat for Tyler Hero, Khalil Ware, Jaime Jaquez Jr., who I really, really like, and his sister can ball. And how do you pronounce Kasparis' last name?
He a first-round pick from last season. But he a point guard. He a taller point guard.
So, Yakonis, three first-round picks, include number 13 in tonight's NBA draft, which we'll get to later on in the show, and one pick swap and one second-round pick. I'm going to let you have your time because the Miami Heat is naturally your team, so I'm gonna give you time to process this. And you know, the floor is yours, DJ.
Yeah, so I think, you know, obviously they had to do the deal. They obviously gave up a lot. You know, Jaylen Brown's Celtics package for sure made them drive the price up just a little bit, probably a lot of bit. I don't love the deal, mainly because there's no shooting, as we talked about last week. Like, I'm a big proponent of, can we make a move like this? You're trying to win a championship, right?
Yep.
And right now, as it's currently constructed, I just don't see championship, right? I see, like, maybe second round. They're not better than the Knicks. They're not better than the Celtics still. You know, some people might say the Cavs are better, which I wouldn't really argue.
The Pacers were getting Haliburton back?
Yeah, I would say, theoretically, the Heat probably might have the two best players if they were to play the Pacers, but then the Pacers have three through, like, 16 the next.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, And they're probably going to lose Norman Powell in free agency. Brian Windhorst of ESPN has reported that. Shams has reported that, you know, unless something that we can't foresee, they'll lose basically their best, their only, like, legitimate playmaker, you know, score. Because he's not really much of a playmaker. He just score from the perimeter aspect. So, yeah, I don't love the deal. In all honesty, you know, it's one of those deals. You know, a lot of Heat fans, they're taking victory laps. But I'm pretty sure in about 10 months, we're all going to be disappointed because the team just isn't going to be good enough unless they can find a way to, like, get some other pieces you know, some. I don't even know how they can get some. I mean, they can get some other pieces, but man, it's not. We're talking about they're gonna be digging at the bottom of the barrel. I've seen people talking about Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson will be 36. Chris Middleton. Chris Middleton is 30. Like he's like 35, 36. And it's like, man, like we just saw the last few teams win championship. They're young, spry, or maybe like late 20s, maybe early 30s. We're the last team to win a championship when like their best core players are all old. You know what I'm saying?
AJ, have you ever heard "Take Me to the King" by Tamela Mann? This is all I'm hearing. Truth is, I'm tired.
Yeah, bro.
Options are few.
Yeah, bro. I just.
DJ, I'm gonna say this as your friend.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying this. Like, I don't want to lie to you and be like, man, you know what I'm saying? That's kind of bad. I'm enjoying this. You know why? Because you take great pride in tearing down everybody else's team.
Yeah, I do.
You take great pride. So now you're getting a taste of – wait, hold on. Did Ronaldo score?
Ronaldo finally scored?
He finally scores
about,
in front
about
of me.
Time.
Oh,
about
he probably
time.
Heard me say last time. Yeah, what's the about big deal time. About Ronaldo? Or maybe because Messi scored two yesterday?
Yeah.
The leader
yeah,
in the World
and
Cup
Mbappe,
goals?
And Mbappe scored two yesterday.
Oh, Mbappe is –
he's a real deal.
Hey, I've never watched like him before, but he's that's the guy from France.
Yeah. Now you're starting to see why people like soccer, brother.
No, I'm not. Don't try to get – Hey, listen. Hey, don't try to put me on the feeder. Let me stay on this freeway that I'm on. Let me stay on 610. Don't try to put me on the feeder. But, hey, I'm happy that your guy scored in front of me this time and then embarrass you in Brian.
He's not really
like
my guy,
though.
Mbappe is more my guy.
I like Mbappe. Yeah, I think he's becoming one of my favorite. I wish he played for Congo. But, DJ, you take great pride in knocking down and tearing down other people's team. And so I'm here to bask. You know what? I'm here to take up for the Houston Rockets fans especially, because you have, like for some reason, you love to talk down on the Houston Rockets. You just did that last week, and now look
and
at
I
your
keep talking
team.
Down on them.
And now just look at what your team is. And let me tell you something.
I
that
keep
whole,
talking down on them.
That
what?
Whole, wait a minute, I called them trash myself. That's not going to work with me. Hey, Rick, side note, do they take the Nassis and Alex too? Like, somewhere down the line, Pat Riley is like, hey, bro.
They're going to have no choice. They got to fill out the roster.
hey, bro.
They got $15 million to work with, could have hard capped in the first apron. They got $15 million to work with some trades and whatnot.
I'm pretty sure Pat Riley's like, all right, so look, we'll take Giannis, but them other two, you mean his brothers? Well, I don't know.
Be
they're
there.
Really like, we're not taking those guys.
They need guys to fill out the roster.
Or they need guys that work on the equipment staff or guys that work on the training staff. Like, the Nassis, by this time, he's had to have another career at doing something. I'm pretty sure the Nassis got his master's degree by now. He has to have at least his master's because he ain't playing. And look, I'm pretty sure I seen one time the Nassis have an iPad doing his homework on the bench.
Yeah,
I don't even know who Alex is. If he walked in here right now, I'd probably be like, hey, is that an NBA player? Because he's tall.
Right,
other than that.
Right, right.
Like, I only know the Nassis because of his the bad things I've seen him do while he's on the court. I digress. DJ, this is terrible. I don't think
I wouldn't say terrible, though.
They're
just not close to contention, but I wouldn't say terrible.
So why
though.
Would you do it then?
Because, like, I mean, I get why they did it, right? If you can get a chance to get a top five player, you do it, right? Like, you've been middling in the play-in for the past 4 years, so I get them saying, you know what, bump this. We're going to just go and get Giannis, especially if you struck out after KD, you struck out after Dame, Beal,
this doesn't make them,
Kyrie.
This doesn't make them – like
it makes them better, but they're just not contenders.
If they would have kept Tyler Hero – like, if there was a deal that could have been made for Giannis and you keep Tyler Hero.
You can't because of the salaries. You had to.
So how do you do? You got two players who occupy and need the same space.
Yeah, I know.
Bam needs the space. Giannis needs the space. That's one of the reasons why I did not want Giannis to come to Houston, because I was like, you already got a lot of players who occupy that space. And
for
so
sure,
you bring
for
him.
Sure, for sure.
But now. I mean, you talked about it. Norman Powell is looking for a big bag. He's an unrestricted free agent.
Yeah.
I don't know how many teams have the amount of money to give him the big bag, but he wants the big bag. And Norman Powell is an all-star.
Yeah, I mean, he a fake all-star, but all-star nonetheless.
Hey, when he was with the Clippers, he balled out.
Yeah, he was an all-star with the Clippers, I don't think. He was all-star with Heat. He's a fake all-star. He's not like a – like, when you think all-star, you think, okay, this like the top, you know – 20 guys in the league, 25. He's not that. Like, that we could best.
Norman Powell is really good. Like, and when I, hold on, he's good. Let me
yeah,
not,
yeah,
let me
yeah.
Add
he's
that
good.
Really.
He's a good player.
And then
if he keep him, then, like, that pushes them closer to the contention. But so, they lose him. I mean, come on. Like, it's a – like, you got to – when you done make your – I gotta reveal this depth chart once you finish with your point.
Oh, for sure. We're definitely going to reveal the depth chart. But, DJ, another thing that I was going to say, too. It's like, okay, so, like, you – to me, with this roster that you currently have constructed, you can't afford to lose Powell, and you can't afford to lose Wiggins either. Like, you need those two guys.
They'll be able to keep Wiggins. They'll be able to keep Wiggins.
But he has a player option.
Yeah,
so
they can decline it and then, like, re-sign him
for less
a longer
money,
deal for less money on the front half.
And I don't
half.
Think
yeah.
he's going to do that.
I think he'll do that.
DJ, hold on. Let me finish this, and then I'll you know, get it, because I know that you're in mourning right now, so I'll give the floor
I'm
back
not
to
mourning,
you.
Not mourning, though.
With that being said, DJ, I think it's time for Pat Riley to go. Like, Pat Riley has not put together a winner – like a true contender in a very long time. He ran off LeBron. He ran off Jimmy. But right, ran off Wade. Like, at what point? I mean, ain't he like 80-something years old? Like, sometimes I think he wakes up and thinks that he's going to see Magic warming up and Worthy warming up. And he probably looks at Bam. He probably don't even know Bam's real name. He probably calls him Kareem. Hey, Kareem. He's like, yo, my name is Bam. Yeah, sure. Hey, look, Kareem, I'm going to need you to. So, DJ, I just think that it's a bad management move, and to me, like, you want to become a contender. You don't need to sell Miami to anybody. The fans are going to come. They're going to watch the games. You're not bringing in Giannis because you need more ticket sales. So I don't understand it, but maybe you could help me understand it a little
more. I understand it again, why they did it, right? They've been stuck in the plan for the past 4 years. I've always been of the proponent to blow the entire thing up. Trade Bam, get a bunch of assets. Trade Tyler, get a bunch of – like, start from ground zero. They need to blow – like, they need to – like, they need a demolition. Yeah. That's what the Heat needed, in my opinion. That's what I wanted them to do for years, because, you know, once the Jimmy Butler run kind of fizzled, that's when it was like, you got to completely do a complete reset. And obviously they didn't want to do that. And I agree with you on the point that they do need Pat to step down. I think, you know, like, they, you know, like, I think – you know, the Jimmy Butler years. And I think one thing that's kind of annoyed me a little bit, especially with Heat fans, is they'll say stuff like, well, Jimmy and Bam got to a finals. Well, why can't Bam and Giannis do the same thing? Well, I think we're being disingenuous and dishonest about what Jimmy was doing in the playoffs, right, in terms of how he was really carrying a doodle roster for the most part, right? like we're being very dishonest about that. Yes, wow. Spo is a great coach, X, Y, and Z. Jimmy was going to levels that we've only seen guys like LeBron go, guys like – there were games where, like, he would have a stat line where it was like, the first guy to do that since Michael Jordan. You know what I'm saying? So, like
– Jimmy can hoop.
Jimmy can hoop. Obviously,
when he wants to.
Yeah,
when
obviously.
He's motivated.
You know, he's
and when he's not hurt.
You know, he's older now and, you know, hurt, whatever. That is what it is. But I think that run, like, kind of blinded them to where they thought it was more Heat culture – versus, like, yo, you
the,
got,
the
like –
the bubble run?
No, not even the bubble run. Because the bubble run, I actually think they had, like, a solid roster. I think it was the 2023 run that really set the franchise back, in all honesty, because they thought they were a lot closer than what they were.
Yeah.
And they didn't acknowledge and realize, yo, we got here mainly because Jimmy Butler carried us here. And some other guys, you know, they played a big role. Because if you look at that damn roster, man, that roster was horrible. And when they missed out on Dame –
that's the one they had Gabe Vincent and all
Gabe
that.
Gabe Vincent was starting. Max Strus was starting. Caleb Martin was getting crazy minutes. That's when they got to the finals. Like, it was uncompetitive, right, against the Nuggets. Because it was like, all right, now you're going against a team that got real talent. They got a great player. And, you know, Jimmy wasn't even 100% because of the ankle injury. And I think they've unfortunately been riding, you know, that Heat culture moniker, BS. Like, my God. You know, then that leads you here to where you get desperate and hungry because Pat's old, right? So he's not willing to go through a rebuild to where, like, now you just sell the farm, and now you got a starting roster that's going to be Davion Mitchell, Pele Larson, Andrew Wiggins. Giannis is great. Bam is great. But Bam and Giannis don't fit together. They fit together on defense, but not on offense. And then you're going to have, come off the bench, Drew Smith, Marion Gardner.
Who?
Kashad Johnson, who's in a dunk contest.
Wait, DJ, I need you to read me an NBA roster, not a G League roster.
Bro, that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, Like, you're going to – and we just saw the Knicks win the championship, and we saw the Spurs get to the finals, and OKC get to the finals, and the Pacers get to the finals because they had topper talent, but they also had depth. The Heat have no depth. So, you know.
So, here's my thing too, DJ. Like, okay, I get that you're getting Bobby Portis, but you're also getting an older Bobby Portis. So now you're going to bring Bobby Portis in as what? An enforcer? He is not who he used to be or what he once was. But
he's solid. He's a solid bench guy. I'll say that. He's a solid bench guy.
Well, I think that, you know, of course we're going to say Tyler Hero. Sure. He's the first name that you're like, okay,
Tyler Hero gone.
No, I'm saying that you would want to keep if you could.
In an ideal scenario, yeah. I would have kept Tyler because he would have been the only guy that can playmake. That they have right now.
I think the mistake that they made was getting rid of Jaime Jaquez.
No, I don't think that's a mistake.
Because he started to come along, DJ. He started to play better. And I'm not trying to tell you about your team because you probably watch more Miami.
Nah, he mid though. He mid like I nah.
But you still need, but you still need him to come off the bench. Look, you don't need a superstar coming off the bench. You need
for sure. I get what you're saying.
A type of guy like him that's going to give Bam the rest. And give Giannis the rest and hold it down and keep it. You know what I'm saying?
That's fair.
You know, I swear.
It's really losing that. Losing the point guard, the guy whose name we can't pronounce. Losing him was hurt a lot too because he could have been your point guard because Davion Mitchell being your starting point. You're not a serious team if Davion Mitchell your starting point guard. You're not a serious contender. Honestly, he's a great defender, but you're not a serious team if that's your starting point.
And you got it. And in this NBA where people or the analytics say it's either layup or threes.
They got no shooting, man. Outside of Andrew Wiggins, bro, they have no shooting.
Hey, maybe they can get Duncan Robinson back. Did Ronaldo score again?
Nah, somebody else.
Oh.
One of the African Europeans.
What? Portugal scored again?
Yeah.
Look. Oh, you want to? Portugal wants to show out now that they're not playing Congo. I get it. We're broadcasting live right here at Baker Street Pub in Sugar Land, Texas. On ESPN 97.5, we're back on that BS with Bienemy and Sarge. I like to say it. You don't, DJ. It's okay. Hey, make sure you come on out and watch. So I can't see who Portugal is playing.
Oh. Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5.
You're back with DJ Bienname and Big Sarge
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios located at Baker Street Pub and Grill in Sugar Land.
You got to let that beat right out for a second.
Yeah. It ain't like you got no flow to it.
I mean, I could rap if I wanted to.
Boy, you cannot.
When I was in the 8th grade, I thought about being a rapper. My rap
2012.
Name. Bro, I'm not that young. That
was 2012. Like 2008,
2009. That's how I be sounding when I. That's how I react when I talk to some of my kids when they be like, I be like, "What's your birthday?" They be like 2012. I'm like, "What?" You know what I'm saying? But bringing back the topic from last segment, Sarge and I were talking about how you know the Heat made an interesting blockbuster trade. And how they basically will have to sign me and Sarge to be on their bench very soon. But at the during off air, we talked about a little bit about this was the biggest blockbuster move of this offseason
so far.
I mean, I don't know if there's anyone that could be bigger than that.
Curry has to get
Jokic or
Wimby.
Yeah,
Brunson. <know.
laughs> And then last year, the biggest blockbuster move was KD going from Phoenix to Houston. So, kicking it to you, Sarge, which move do you think was the better move overall?
I think the better move out of the Kevin Durant being traded from Phoenix to Houston and Giannis being traded from Milwaukee to Miami, I think the better move was the Rockets.
For sure.
I think that the Rockets got, the Rockets got better. And at the time that they made the trade, even though they were losing out on a young talent like a Jalen Green, and losing out on the heart, one of the heartbeats of the team in Dylan Brooks, where he brought all that machismo, that bravado, what he brought to that team and what he brought to that locker room.
Yeah.
You're looking at losing that, but you're gaining a top 10, top 15. Some people have him top 15. I have him in the top 10.
Of all time?
Yeah, NBA greats. Yeah.
Really?
I do. So I do have him in the, I do have him in the top 10. But
really?
Yes. How many reallys do you need?
Give me your list quickly.
I can't give my list off the top of the head because we're right in the middle of doing something else. I will, though,
later on.
All
right, that's fine.
I mean, if you must know,
yeah,
number one is LeBron.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
Number two is
MJ.
Yep.
And then, well, I'm guessing Kareem.
Kareem, no.
Okay.
For three?
Yeah.
Kobe.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't put Kobe that high, but I'm not going to argue for my
Who you putting over Kobe?
I put Kareem over Kobe. I would put
I can't put Kareem over
because he can't handle the ball?
Huh?
Because he can't handle the ball?
Yeah, he was good for what he did, but Kobe was just a different – Kobe – hey, AJ, how does it go? He was the same monster and a different beast or something like that, right?
Okay.
Be the same beast and a different animal,
Magic and Larry?
Yeah, I got now look, of course, now we're forced to do the top 10, right? And I understand what DJ was trying to do, so I'm just going to allow him to do it. So who did I have at three?
You had Kobe.
Kobe at three.
Uh-huh, then number four.
Hakeem.
Okay, and then.
Number five.
You think Hakeem was better than Kareem?
Yes.
Okay,
oh,
that's fine.
Hands down. And that's just me.
That's fine.
What we at now?
Yeah, you gave me four names. So okay.
Number five would be Magic.
Okay, number six.
Larry.
Okay. Number seven, Kareem, I guess at that point, or Wilt?
I don't have Kareem in my top 10.
Why?
I just don't. So who I said? Magic, Larry,
mm-hmm.
Tim Duncan.
Okay, that's
eight.
Eight, okay. What about Steph?
I was just about to say Steph.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, let me do the list. No. I'll keep Curry there.
Yeah.
Curry there, and then at number 10, I have KD.
Okay. All right.
And
So you got Shaq. You got KD ahead of Shaq.
Yes.
Okay. Interesting.
Only because – and the reason why I do, and don't get me wrong, I like Shaq. I think that Shaq is – but I'm looking at guys who – like for me, like I'm looking at guys who are like – Shaq was a very, very dominant force, an impact. But one of his main flaws was he couldn't shoot free throws.
Yeah,
so if
sure.
I stop you from just, dominating me in the paint, then I just foul you. I mean, look at what Greg Popovich and San Antonio Spurs, they did the Hacker Shack. And so
for
now
sure.
You got him going to the line shooting. Or
easier said than done, but yeah.
If I can push you out of the paint or if I can force you, if I can stop you from getting close to the basket, you don't really have a mid-range either.
Easier said than done, but yes.
It is easier said than done because you don't have a lot of people that can do that. But by the same token, like that's his one special skill set, and then there's nothing else.
Okay.
And don't get me wrong. I know he was a force on the defensive end. But when you look at a player like Hakeem Olajuwon,
mm-hmm.
like Hakeem can get to the basket. If you stop him from the basket, don't worry, he's gonna do the dream shake,
sure.
Right? He's gonna find all these other and Hakeem's footwork is oh my god!
Okay.
Like I've never seen, like I haven't seen guards with better footwork than what Hakeem had. But the reason
sure.
why I have Kevin Durant in my top 10 because at the size that he is,
mm-hmm.
the size that he is, and the things that he's able to do, like that's not. Bro, he shouldn't be able to do that at his side. And he's been doing that for, what, 19 years?
For sure.
So that's why I have him in my top 10.
Okay.
And one more thing. I got Larry Bird in my top 10 because cold, bro.
Yeah, for
People
sure.
don't really realize how great Bird was, and they don't give him his props. And I know – I put it like this. People are, LeBron. Well, you need to go back and you need to watch some tape of Larry Bird because I think
sure.
that it was a game in Portland that they had – and he was shooting all left-hand shots. I think he scored, I don't remember how many points, but he kept shooting all left. And he's like, why are you shooting all these left-hand shots? He said, because I'm saving my right hand for L.A. And so when you got a guy that can come out there, and he talks so much trash. So as I digress, Kevin Durant coming to the Houston Rockets and what the Rockets were supposed to be with Fred VanVleet and supposed to be with Steven Adams, I think that – it made sense for them to trade for him because they still had some pieces around him that could be good. They had some young pieces around him. But, that's why I don't see how the impact outside of name that Giannis going to Miami. That's all it is to me is a name.
Yeah.
What about you?
I would say KD. I mean, yeah, that one was a better trade for the Rockets, mainly because they didn't have to give up too much.
Yeah.
Right? Because I think the big issue with a lot of these big, massive trades is you end up having to give up a lot.
Uh-huh.
And then your roster is the breadth of talent, right? Like when the Suns traded for KD the first time, right?
Yeah.
They gave up so much to get him. And you look up and you're like, man, they ain't got that much. Yeah, they ain't got that much dudes around him and Booker.
For sure.
Especially once Chris Paul got hurt in that Denver Nuggets series. DeAndre Ayton was being DeAndre Ayton. And I just remember that series, like them just not having that much talent around them. So I agree. I think the team that got the most out of it was Milwaukee. I think Milwaukee was able to get a lot of draft capital along with being able to get an expiring contract in Tyler Hero, who they could probably route to maybe Detroit or any other spot where they want an extra ball handler, slash playmaker, maybe get a pick or two from Milwaukee. So Milwaukee will be able to load up on draft capital. So, yeah, I think the Rockets easily were able to, you know.
DJ, let me ask you a question, right? And it's involving the Milwaukee Bucks, all right? So, we know Tyler Hero, right? Uh-huh. We know who Tyler Hero is. We know the bravado, the machismo, that you know, the way that Tyler Hero carries himself, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, with him going to Milwaukee, do they have to get rid of Kyle Kuzma? Because now Kyle thinks that it's his team. Like, without a shadow of a doubt, it's my team now. Now, he gave way to Giannis because that's Giannis. But now there's no Giannis, and now who's there? It's him, Kevin Porter Jr. Is Miles Turner still there?
I think they're going to get rid of everybody.
You think they'll get rid of Kyle Kuzma?
I think they're going to try to get rid of everybody.
I feel like Kyle Kuzma was that player that you like, damn, he could come in and score 40, or he could come in and score 4.
Yeah.
Like, he's so much. Do we have a blockbuster? Wait.
What? What happened?
Breaking news. AJ, you're reporting that what? So what does source be do now? So for those of you all who for wow. our listeners and our viewers, the NFL
wow.
has declined to have a supplemental draft this year. And they do supplemental drafts every year. Did Chris Carter went in a supplemental draft, right?
I don't think so.
Chris Carter did go in a supplemental draft. Yeah, and I think that what was the quarterback that came out of
Ohio State? Yeah. Tyler Pryor.
Yeah, Terrell Pryor. He went in there, right?
Yes, he did for sure.
And so now,
and I think Chris Carter did too.
So when you look at a supplemental draft, and I mean, you know, there's probably been other players that we can't think of right now that's winning a supplemental draft, but now they're not having a supplemental draft. So now that brings me back. So, I guess our next breaking news is going to be heading to the UFL. What's his name? Tyler Sorsby?
Yeah.
Brendan. Look at that. I don't even know. Tyler Sorsby is a baseball player, right? I think so. But, hey, so what does Sorsby do now? He can't go back to Texas Tech. He can't go. He's not going in the supplemental draft. Hey, you know what? I got it, DJ. Tell me what you think about this.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm Sorsby, I'm going to play at the HBCU.
He can't. He's ineligible to play NCAA.
Why? What happened?
He's ineligible to play NCAA.
I thought the Texas Tech got it. He got an appeal.
Yeah, and then eventually he.
I don't think that they ever said anything about the appeal. I think he said he was going to the supplemental draft.
Yeah, because teams weren't gonna play him.
Hey, if he go to Jackson State, I'm telling you
he needs to go to the UFL or probably go UFL or CFL just so he can play football.
Look, he needs to just go. You know what? I'm gonna be honest with you. If I'm Brendan Sorsby, you know what I'm doing right now, AJ? I'm setting up a kick or a Twitch. You might as well just become a streamer now. And listen, y'all follow me. And then look, hey, Sorsby, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry, Caitlin, I'm talking about Texas Tech. Anyway, Sorsby, if you're listening to this, hey, bro, I just need a small percentage of this. He needs to become a streamer. And if he becomes a streamer, he can talk about the bets that he made while he was in college. People want to hear that. And not only that, you can get these gambling sites on board. And now he's talking about that. Bro, the audience will go crazy. I want my percentage.
And then he'll never be able to get into the NFL.
I put it like this. I mean, he may not be able to make NFL money, but these streamers are making a lot of money.
Cassonade is
making a lot of money.
The 1% for sure.
Dean the Great. And so that would be his 1% though, DJ.
Yeah.
If he comes in and talks about, hey, because he was betting when he's in Indiana, right?
Cincinnati.
Oh, Cincinnati, excuse me. See, they're both the same to me. But anyway, at Cincinnati, right, he could be like, look, we were playing against, wait, what are they playing? Are they in the same conference?
They're playing the AAC.
They in the Big 12? They in the same conference as U of H and all that?
He's been AAC, not in the Big 12.
So he was there when they wasn't the Big 12, though, right?
I think he was there at both.
So he can talk about, hey, when we were about to play Memphis, right, I knew that the line was this, that, and the other. And I knew that all I had to do was keep it until this score. So I called up Big Johnny, because he sounds like he has a bookie named Big Johnny. I called up Big Johnny, and Big Johnny says, all right, how much you want to put down? So I took some of my NIL money that I was getting from the peanut factory, and I put it on because I knew that I was going to be able to control the game and control the outcome. And if he starts talking about that, DJ, he can make money.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. Maybe. And with that.
Ain't you like a millennial or a Gen Z? What are you?
Millennial.
You're a millennial.
Yeah, millennial.
Yeah. AJ's Gen Z.
Yeah.
That's why. It's the disconnect, right? Because look, AJ is like, oh, yeah, because he actually grew up. He's growing up in a digital era. Wait, how old are you,
but
AJ?
I grew up in the streaming
era. I got clothes older than AJ.
I grew up in the streaming era.
Barely, though.
Yeah, we're streaming right now.
Yeah.
And we're going to stream it on to the break. You got DJ and Sarge. We back on that BS. We're down at the Baker's Pub, right? The Baker's Pub?
Hold on. Yes, we're at the Baker Street Pub. We're watching soccer here broadcasting live. But we got some specials going on here at the Baker Street Pub in Sugar Land. DJ, so, daily food specials. But this is all.
That's beer. You like beer?
No, I told you about that.
Well, so, you don't like beer, and guess
so let
what?
Me give you that special: $3 Draft Shiners, Carbock, Love Street, and Lone Star, Deep Eddy, Tito's, Western Sun, Texas Whiskey, $3.75 domestic drafts, $1 off premium drafts, $4 house cocktails. Okay, DJ, we got to go to the break. I understand that. When we come back from the break, can I tell you how much I hate Fireball?
I don't even know what that is.
You don't even know what. Tune in to We On That BS with Beanie and Sarge right here at Baker Street Pub on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to DJ Beanie and Big Sarge
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios located at Baker Street Pub and Grill in Sugar Land.
That be right again. Remember this song, Sarge?
I don't even know what this song is.
This is Kendrick and his little homie.
His cousin?
Nah, I forgot his name.
YG?
No. I got the song on my phone. No, it's not Euphoria either. It's not Euphoria either.
Oh, yeah, it's Axe Bryan. He is the one.
Sean,
no wonder we got good music. Sean is back in the studio. He got to try to prove himself because Brian showed him up last time. Hey, welcome back. You're tuning to We On That BS with Being the Man Sarge, broadcasting live right here at the Baker Street Pub in Sugar Land, watching Portugal versus Uzbekistan. And Ronaldo just scored another goal. He has two goals. I guess he's trying to make up for time, missed time. Since last game, he didn't have no goals, and he looked bad in front of Sarge. But I get it, though. He's not playing against Congo. So if he was playing against Congo, it would be totally, totally different. But he has two goals right now, and maybe, like I said earlier, it's because Messi scored two goals on yesterday, and he's trying to make up for that. I just, you know, I'm not, like I said, I'm not a big soccer guy. So I don't really watch. Like, I think the World Cup is the most I ever watch. I don't get off into the Premier League. I don't even know where to find the Premier League. I don't know how to watch it. And that's nothing against that. I just, it's not, you know, it's not my choice. I don't watch NASCAR either, you know, but that's, you know, that's another. Look, I feel like NASCAR is an acquired taste. If you like NASCAR, it's an acquired taste. And if you, hey, look, some people, you know, some people like that. Some people don't. I'm not a NASCAR guy. I'm not a soccer guy, right? Wait, Lexi, you like watching people go in a circle for an hour? See, that's why you like football too, right? Because, like, there's no action. Like, only time I like NASCAR is when they either crash in each other, don't want nobody to get hurt, and they get out and fight. I'm going to tell you, you know what? You know why I would watch NASCAR? Because I want everybody to be like Ricky Bobby. If you're not first, You're last.
For sure. For
you watch NASCAR?
Sure. No. Come on now. That was obvious.
What was the guy's name that everybody they kept making fun of on ESPN? Dick? God. What's his name?
I don't know who we talking about.
No. He was a NASCAR driver. They used to talk about him all the time. But anyway,
no idea.
DJ.
The song was Family Ties. No, Range Brothers by Baby Keem and Kendrick.
So, like I said, his cousin. I asked you what was his cousin first.
I don't know. That's his cousin?
Baby Keem is his cousin.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
You didn't know that either, AJ?
Nah.
How are you 23 years old and you don't know that?
So, his generation don't care for Kendrick.
Huh?
His generation don't care for Kendrick.
Oh, you're a Drake fan?
Nah, it's not even that. They just don't listen to, like, those guys. Yeah, like,
Who you listen to? Well, who's your favorite, though?
Yeah, like, they like, the 23 to 16-year-olds, like, they more or less listen to, like, things we don't really listen to, / like guys with a bunch of letters in their names.
DJ, I will say this.
Yeah.
And I know I give you a hard time about this, but I've been hearing people give him his props, and then I'm starting to listen to some of the songs.
Who?
Kodak Black can actually rap.
Yeah, but he's a meth.
I know, but
junkie,
he can rap. I understand
coke
that.
Head.
Yeah, I understand
it's
that.
It's over
DJ.
Now. He can't rap no more.
But he can rap. Candy Paint is my favorite song.
Yeah, like him from 2015. Through 2022, the man was. I think that peak right there, it's gonna sound crazy. I think that peak of Kodak Black with 2015, 2022, he better than Tupac. I'm just being real. As a rapper, he better than Tupac. But after that, you know what I'm saying? After that, I mean, we're talking.
Not
worse
T-U-P-A-C. Than, you talking about the number two?
I think he better than Tupac.
The number
I think
two.
I think Pete Kodak better than a lot of guys.
Tupac.
I also think Tupac overrated. Like that's just me though. I think he overrated. Like I think Biggie a way better rapper than him. But you know.
Depends on what you're looking for.
Yeah,
Biggie was a better storyteller.
Biggie was a better storyteller.
Pac was a poet, and so his you can tell a poet. And I mean, plus Tupac, I mean his song, his gangster song. Don't worry about it. Hey, look, coming out this Friday is one of my favorite rappers. He in my top two.
Who?
T.I.
Coming out this.
He come out this week.
I actually saw him in South Florida recently.
T.I.
Yeah, I went to me, my wife, and my parents. We went out to eat somewhere in Fort Lauderdale.
Recently.
Yeah, last weekend. Not this past weekend, but weekend before that. And we went to Trulux.
Yeah.
On the beach in Fort Lauderdale. And we just saw him in, it's Tiny, right?
Yeah.
Sitting at the bar.
Really? You didn't give me an autograph?
Nah, I don't fanboy people when I go out, when I'm out in public.
Is there anybody, DJ, is there anybody that if you seen it out, you was like, I gotta ask for an autograph? It doesn't have to be in sports. I'm just talking about in general, like anybody.
I think Obama the only one, for real, because he's historic. But I would say, for the most part, though, nobody, because, like, I mean, I just got too much pride for that, to be honest. Like, I just can't, you know, like, I know in the back of my head, something in the back of my head will be like, he bleed just like how I bleed. He put on his pants just like how I put on my pair. But, nah, serious, I just, you know, that's just not me, though. My parents, they kind of, like, raised me not to, like...
Do you think it's... I didn't mean to step on your parents.
Just not be fanboyish or whatever.
Well, do you think that it also has something to do with the fact that you cover sports? Because people...
I think that's a big factor.
Yeah, because people be like, you know, I'm like...
That's a big factor.
I'm like, I've been in the locker room when LeBron has been right in front of me. But if people... LeBron, they be going crazy.
Yeah.
I just be like...
I think it is.
Hey,
that,
what's up,
though,
man? I talked to him about it. You know, I talked to him regularly. Like, I've been in the locker room and seen, like, I've been in front of Tom Brady. I've been in front of like Will Anderson. I've been in front of these guys, but it's different because it's our job. And so, I guess
I think that'd be a big factor.
Yeah,
real.
But I think that if I put it like this, Obama, President Obama, would probably
I think
be
that's
one.
The only person for me.
You know what? I'm not gonna even lie. I would probably, it would probably. It would Jennifer Aniston. I probably would ask her for because I like she used to be my favorite. I watched Friends for so long, like I'm just like I probably would.
Yeah, I'm trying. Nobody else for me. I mean, yeah, so, I think okay. I would say the only person I would have I had to
Pat
be
Pat Riley.
Hell no. Pat Riley, I would have some choice words with Pat Riley. a lot of explicitives finish off the sentence with retire. But I would say, man, obviously when I was in high school, maybe Dwayne Wade. And then for sure when I was in college, Antonio Brown. But, you know, I got older and my frontal lobe developed, and I realized Antonio Brown is a horrific person. So.
Yeah, he just went off on on Twitter. He was on live somewhere, and he just went off.
Yeah.
And so, not
I think for me, like when I went to Louisville, right, like Lamar was there, right? Yeah. Like, and like, that's when you won a Heisman, too.
JG, too, right? Don't skip on Jones.
Yeah.
We're not going to let you do that.
Yeah, I mean. But we thought, I know. Yeah, so.
But, DJ, speaking of being starstruck, you and I had a conversation on last week about, you know, how the city would go crazy if the Houston Texans won a Super Bowl.
Yes.
How close do you think the Texans are coming into this season to actually winning a Super Bowl?
I think they're pretty close. I think that it's all about they're operating within the margins. Because everybody at that point, right, like it's rare where like they're just like an ultra-dominant team. Well, granted, like, I would say the Eagles, when they won their most recent Super Bowl, they did kind of like go on a dominant run after they got past the Rams, I believe. And after that, they were, you know, they were putting belt to you-know-what to everybody. Could have put belt to you-know-what to the Commanders and then belt to the Chiefs. But outside of everybody else, they kind of operate within the margin is executing in those small, like, you know, executing within, like, the fourth quarter, executing on third downs, critical moments, executing on special teams, right? So I think they're close. I think they're really close. I do think if they would have beat the Patriots, I think they won Super Bowl last year, in all honesty. Because I think that they would beat Seattle on the second go around.
I don't think so.
I think they would beat Seattle on the second go around. Mainly because they would have had enough film to see where they messed up at. They would have had film on Seattle. And I think defensively, Seattle wasn't going to score. You know what I'm saying? They might have scored like 9 points or just out of respect, maybe 17 points. But I don't think they would have.
I think if they would have beat New England, they would have gotten to the Super Bowl because they definitely would have beat Denver. I do see that.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know if they would have – like, if they would have beat Seattle, it would have had to have been like 6-0. Like, Kymie Fairbairn would have been the MVP of that Super Bowl. Only because I don't know – like, how can you – would you be able to trust Nick Cayley in his first year in that type of atmosphere? He's on the biggest stage now. And we had questions about him all year, so now we think that in the biggest game that all of a sudden he's going to be able to turn it on. That's no shot at Nick Cayley, but he was still in his first year. You know what? The way I look at it like this. I feel like Nick Cayley, if he would have gotten that moment, would have been Mitch Johnson, head coach of the San Antonio Spurs. I think the moment would have been too big for him right then. Maybe coming back, it would have been. But that first time as a first-year play caller, excuse me, for Nick Cayley, I don't think so, DJ.
He'd have been fine, mainly because he's not like – he wants to run the ball, you know what I'm saying? Like, they want to run duo. They want to run inside, you know, inside runs. They want to run power. He'd have been fine. He would run his little, you know, play action stuff. It just would have been more about the players making plays. I just think that defensively they would have had – they forced what, 4 turnovers on the Seahawks in Monday Night Football? I think at that point, you got to think about it. At that point, the Texans would have been on if my math is correct, because it started 3-5.
Yep.
They finished the season 12-5.
Yep.
So it's 9 + 1 + 1 + 1. So 9 + 3 = 12. It would have been like a 12-game winning streak. So they would have been hot, by far the hottest team in the NFL. So I think at that point, and they would have got over the hump of getting past the divisional round. And, you know, first time franchise history, and I think, you know, the guys in the Super Bowl, I think at that point, and they would have had 2 whole weeks to prepare. So I think they would have been just fine.
I understand that, DJ. I'm not taking anything away.
It's all hypothetical. So.
Yeah, I'm not taking anything away from the fact that he would have had 2 weeks to prepare. But he had a whole season, and we questioned him. I remember, I don't remember which week it was, but I specifically remember looking at Nick Cayley in the face and asking him, "Hey, man, so after 2 years, they got rid of Bobby because of inefficiency, and now we're starting to see some of the same things, you know, rear its ugly head again in this offense. What are you going to do to change that?"
Right.
And so if we're talking about that in mid-season, a little bit past mid-season, like when he get into the biggest game on the biggest stage, I'm not saying that he wouldn't have had I'm not saying that he doesn't have the gumption, you know, to be politically correct. I can't say what I want to say, but, you know, I'm not going to say that. Yeah, but I just don't know from what I seen from a first-year play caller, if he would have been able to take CJ to the next level. Because we look at
how – I still don't think he could take him to the next level.
Now, I think that this year is going to be totally different. I think that CJ is going to go to the next level. But when I look at it, I'm saying it also depends on this. Since we're doing a hypothetical about last season and
yeah,
if they
sure,
would have made
sure,
how does CJ look against the Broncos? Because we've seen how he looked against the Steelers. We've seen how he looked against the Patriots. Even if the way he played and they get past the Patriots, how does he look against the Patriots? And then how does he look against
–
and if I'm not
none,
mistaken –
he wouldn't have done nothing against the Broncos. He would have ran the ball game.
Because of the weather.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
Yeah. That's why everybody was like – that's why CJ hasn't – CJ has to basically get them to the AFC Championship game or the Super Bowl because last year – until he does that, he'll never be able to live that down because everybody felt like that was a Super Bowl team. They would have beat the Broncos in that scenario because
for sure
there's no way the Broncos would have got
who
70
was
yards. It was Jarrett Stidham. They wouldn't have got 70 yards in that game.
At all.
They wouldn't have got a single – they scored 7 points in that whole game against the Patriots. I think they scored on like their second drive.
So that would have been a lot of – so at that point, because at that point you're also getting Nico back. You don't get Schultz back though, right?
I think Schultz has been back.
You think he would have been back?
For the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think he'd been back for Denver? Because you're also going
to it wouldn't have mattered to Denver.
Like you're going to have to they're going to play the run, so you're going to need somebody to be able to catch the ball. You'd have had Nico back, of course.
They weren't going to be able to throw the ball, brother.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like short passes. In the short pass game, you're going to need
Mick Cayley would have called a single pass play once it started to look like the bubonic avalanche. They would have had the Mika would have fired him on the spot.
Yeah, but so now you're putting all your hopes into Ricky running back.
Yeah, I mean you would have had no choice though because it was just the weather was horrific.
That's why I said that Kyrie Fairbairn would have been the.
Nah, but that was the Broncos game though. We're not talking about Super Bowl.
I'm saying that leading up to that, you had to look and see. Uh-huh. Okay, let's just say this. Let's remove CJ for this part. Yeah. We had to see how the offense had looked in the prior three games.
Yeah, yeah,
coming
for sure,
into
for sure.
Because
I
think about it now.
They'd have been shaky the whole way.
Listen, they're also coming in and they're facing the number two defense in the league in the Seattle Seahawks. Correct.
Yeah.
So it's the number one defense versus the number two defense, and they've already played them, so they know the tendencies. So that's what I'm saying. Like, even if they would have made it to the Super Bowl, I don't know if Nick Cayley would have been able to be – like, at that point, you got to be innovative. You got to find something and do something that Seattle has never done. And do you want to try that and put that in at that late in the season?
Probably not. You're not wrong about that. So, I mean, you know, we'll see about this year. But I think, you know, we'll continue on the other side of the break. But I do think they are right there. They're just going to have to execute because, I mean, they got all the pieces you need. There's really no excuse. But we'll talk more on the other side of the break. It's DJ and Sarge. We're back on that, as you would say, back on that BS. We're chilling here at the – what was the pub called, man?
Baker Street Pub. Woo,
Baker Street
Jenny!
Pub, man. Woo! Baker Street Pub. But, yeah, we're chilling at the Baker Street Pub down in Sugar Land. If you want to pull up on us and talk some smack to us, we're open to ears. We're open to anything that you got to say.
Or if you want to just pull up and smack DJ.
Hey, you know, hey, one thing, I've taken boxing lessons before, so, hey, do that if you want to. We're chilling back on that BS on 975 on ESPN.
Houston's independent voice for sports talk.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.